Welcome to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I'm Kayleen Smith, founder of GoTime Training, inspirational speaker, fitness expert, and lifestyle coach. Each week, I will bring you an idea or special guest that will help you bust through your barriers, get motivated, and live the life you love. Get ready to take your life to the next level, to finally achieve your wildest dreams and radiate with magnetic energy every day. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Welcome back to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I am so excited for today's episode, primarily because it's what I am all about. So today we're going to focus on the positive, and I've really been inspired to bring this episode because I'm reading a book called The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor. And he says, he shows so many studies, I'm going to read you one in just a moment, but of people, how they age, people that age gracefully, that live long quality of life, are people that generally think in a positive manner. And studies over and over show this. His book, if you ever read it, you'll see all the studies, but I want to dive into one really quickly with you. So I'm just going to read a paragraph from the book, The Happiness Advantage. It goes like this. One of the most famous studies on happiness comes from an unlikely place, the old diaries of Catholic nuns. These 180 nuns come from the school sisters of Notre Dame, all born before 1917, were asked to write down their thoughts in journal entries. More than five decades later, a clever group of researchers decided to code the entries for positive emotional content. Could their level of positivity at 20 years old predict how the rest of their lives turned out? In fact, yes. The nuns whose journal entries had more overtly joyful content lived nearly 10 years longer than the nuns whose entries were more negative or neutral. By the age 85, 90% of the happiest quartile of nuns were still alive, compared to only 34% of the least happy. Clearly, the nuns who were happy at 20 didn't feel that way because they knew that they would go on to live a longer life. Their superior health and longer lifespans could only be the result of their happiness, not the cause. So if this is not inspiration enough for you to start seeing all the positive that is out there in the world that's just right at your fingertips, then I don't know what is. I know for me personally, I have a goal to live to 100 plus years old. And I want that 100 plus to be quality of life. Therefore, every single day I've shared with you that I set myself up for success starting the moment I get out of bed. I have an amazing morning ritual that puts me on track to achieve my goals and look at all the positive around me. Now, I have to tell you, I didn't always grow up like that. Actually, I got to a point with myself years and years ago that I said, oh my gosh, Kayleen, I don't want to be around you. And if I say that about myself, I said, who wants to be around you then? And that was my cue to me that I needed to make a change. And every day I make it a point to slow down, to tune in with myself, connect with myself, but also see all the positive that there is in life. So I want to give you a few examples. Two people could be sitting outside enjoying lunch on a day that it's 90 degrees. And one person will say, it's beautiful out here. The weather is gorgeous. What a beautiful day. And the other person will say, it's too hot. It would be nice if it was 70 degrees. Or another example, are you somebody or do you know somebody that when you go out to eat and you order a steak and potato dinner, you get your plate and the steak is cooked to perfection. It's mouth-watering. But the potato is not cooked quite right. It's a little undercooked, so it's hard. And that's all you can focus on. If that's not you, you know people that are like that. You know people that focus on the negative. That's all they see. Let me give you one more. Maybe you work for somebody, or maybe your spouse does this to you, or maybe you do this to your children. all you see is the negative. So if you're an employee and you work for a boss that they just point out everything that you do wrong and you feel constantly picked apart, these are the people that we need to change their outlook on life. So I want to create a movement. I want to create a movement, and I want you to be part of this movement. We're going to call it the Gorgeous Strength Movement. So we're going to do a Gorgeous Strength Movement challenge so that you and everybody in your community can start focusing on the positive and quit focusing on the negative. And maybe you're generally optimistic. Maybe you're most of the time positive. I would like to say I am, but I need this challenge just as much as I think you do. So here are the details. For 1 week, July 10th, through the 14th, only 5 days, we are going to do a Gorgeous Strength Movement Challenge. This movement is going to be on social media, primarily Instagram. So every day through July 10th through the 14th, I want you to post one photo or video per day on Instagram when you see or experience something positive. This can be anything. Get creative. If you see somebody being generous to somebody else, post that. Take a photo of it and post it. If you experience something that is positive, maybe you're just laying outside by the pool and the weather is beautiful and the birds are chirping, take a picture of nature. I want to see that. And tell me how positive that was. So just one thing per day. Tag your friends in this. Get them to join you in this movement, because the more people that you have supporting you, the better chance that this will become a habit for you. The better chance that you will stick to not only all 5 days, but it will actually become a habit. And every single day, you'll start looking for just one thing that's positive. And before you know it, every moment of every day, you're looking at the positive. You'll be in the worst situation. You'll be in an argument with somebody that maybe you love dearly, or maybe you really don't care to be around them, and you'll say, wait, stop. How can I make this positive? Maybe I don't agree with the situation, I don't agree with the person, but how can I learn from this? You're going to start slowing down and seeing the positive. So this will be a life changer for you. So for those of you that participate, and I want you to get all of your friends involved, each day I will give a shirt to one lucky winner who shared a video or a photo. Now the rules are, you have to post this video or photo July 10th through the 14th, one per day, and you have to use the hashtag Gorgeous Strength Movement, and then also tag me at Gorgeous Strength in your posts so that I can choose the winner from the people that have tagged me and use the hashtag. So are you ready to join this positive movement with me? Are you ready to focus on more positive things in your life? If you read The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor in the future, which I highly recommend, especially if you're in the corporate world or you're a business owner, you're going to see some amazing statistics for people that focus on the positive, how productive they are, how much more happiness they have in their life, and just the endless possibilities that they can achieve because they see the opportunities as positive. So are you ready to take this challenge with me? If so, I want you to share this podcast with a friend. I want you to get them geared up because we've got the weekend. I want you to start thinking of some things that are already positive in your life and start sharing your photos and your videos on Instagram with me July 10th through 14th using hashtag Gorgeous Strength Movement, tagging me at Gorgeous Strength, and I promise this is going to make some big changes for you in your life. I love you. Have a wonderful weekend, and I can't wait to see your first photo on Monday morning. You guys, if you love this episode, make sure you share it, and please take a moment to leave me a 5-star review. Until next time, make today something you will be proud of tomorrow.